If you'd like to be what Coastwatch Ireland calls a citizen scientist, listen on. They're looking for volunteers to join thousands of other Europeans who'll be out auditing their local shores around low tide for the next month. The survey will gather vital information about the state of our coastal shores. Our reporter Petula Martin joined volunteers at Carlingford Lough yesterday as the first survey began.
This here is a peacock worm. So you can just see the little tube. Yeah. And when the tide comes further in, its body will come out of that little tube to feed. Okay. They're filter feeders.
And would you need to know that kind of knowledge to do the survey?
No, you wouldn't. And some of the information is on the forums as well, so it's quite easy to be able to identify these.
Sarah Clear works in environmental education and ecology, but today she's a volunteer at Carlingford Lough, filling in a questionnaire about what she sees on the shore.
Oh, we have a sea slater. And we have tiny mussels, no crabs.
It wasn't called citizen science when it started in 1987, but it's now regarded as the longest-running citizen science survey in Ireland. Karen Dubsky is Coastwatch International Coordinator.
They have to go out onto the shore at low tide and walk 500 metres offshore and look out for a whole pile of different things which are on a questionnaire. It's basically like an audit of the shore where you're looking at a whole pile of things from hinterland, whether it's eroding or whether there's deposition or what's sitting there, over very interesting animals and plants in the intertidal, as we've just been doing.
Can anybody, can any ordinary person go out and take part in the survey?
Yes, absolutely. We really would love to have a good mix of people. And we have everything from schools, generally from sort of 11, 12 years old, you do it, to universities, to fishermen, like today you have Leo here, fisherman, to people who just walk the dock every day. They know that shore inside out, but they might have never noticed whether there are butterfish under the rocks or whether there are any limpets.
7,000 kilometres of coastline was mapped specifically for this survey and divided into 500 metre sections by Angel Duarte, the technical coordinator.
Takes a long time, a lot of patience. I use satellite imagery, and it's basically just drawing over the tide line. It requires a trained eye. It's not easy to say where it ends and where it starts, only on the satellite image, without not being able to go to the field.
Kayaking is a popular activity at Carlingford Adventure Centre. Co-owner Tom McArdle is taking part in the coastline survey. He's particularly interested in the litter audit of the survey. A clean, attractive coastline on Carlingford Lough is important for his business to thrive.
I certainly have a great interest in the coast. We have so many people taking part in water activities. We want to ensure that the water is clean and there's no contaminants in the water.
The Marine Institute in Galway also has a keen interest in the outcome of the Coastwatch survey. Joe Silk, Section Manager for Phytoplankton and Shellfish Safety, explains what they will be looking out for.
Our interest in the in my section of the Institute is red tides. So if we see any discoloration in the water from algal blooms, anything that may be unusual, we'd like to hear about it, and then we can send them out kits and get samples taken. It's great to have people all around the coast just taking samples, keeping aware and looking at what's going on in the sea.
And that's Joe Silk of the Marine Institute, ending that report by Petula Martin. And if you're interested in becoming a citizen scientist, also known as a volunteer, and taking part in that Coastwatch survey, just go to coastwatch.org for all the information about that. I've already tweeted a link to it.